Pedro Range spends most mornings out at sea. Off the coast of Qatar, he's joined by a team of marine biologists from all around the world to explore a region they say is understudied.
So what our coral reefs are facing right now is two different types of threats. We have local threats, such as sedimentation, such as pollution, such as overfishing, and we have global threats. And this is what is associated with global climate change. And with these threats, right now we cannot solve global climate change. That's a bigger problem that needs countries cooperating right now that are not cooperating. But what we can do is we can reduce the local stresses on our reefs. Then those corals are in much better condition to withstand the issues from global climate change.
And it's those local threats these marine conservation and research team members are out to combat. They're working to protect coral reefs, restore degraded ones, and provide alternative habitats for marine life. And they're using this underwater coral nursery and an onshore coral farming facility to do that. Many call it the rainforest of the sea. And while coral reefs cover less than 0.2% of the ocean floor, they're home to more than a quarter of the world's marine species. Here in the Arabian Gulf, sea temperatures are warmer than anywhere else. And they're rising. And scientists say that soon, even the world's most resilient coral that's found here will find it impossible to survive. Back in the labs, Pedro explains what's been happening under the water.
Can the coral, when it turns white like this, can it regain its color?
It can. It went from being a healthy colony to being completely bleached and partially dead colony.
In just 15 days.
So we see literally the reefs going in front of our eyes. So if we don't do anything to prevent this, I'm not sure what we'll leave to the next generations.
Several solutions, he says, are reducing overfishing and pollution while increasing the size of protected areas where fish can flourish. This is just one example. Located 50 kilometers offshore, this fish farm uses floating cages to provide Qatar with high-quality sea bass and other types of fish. The aim is to preserve fish stocks and increase the country's self-sufficiency. Environmentalists say more projects like this will be needed in the future.
With the next century, we are expecting 2 billion more people on the planet, and with the increase in the consumer behavior towards the seafood, this is a big challenge in terms of how we can increase the production in terms of not affecting or harming the environment.
While initiatives like this may seem like a drop in the ocean on a global scale, here in the Gulf, it's providing a positive step toward addressing one of the most pressing issues of our time. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera, Doha.